Hi, I'm Laura LaBelle, the host of The Impossible Job, a podcast about the misadventures in parenting that every parent goes through, regardless of who your family is. Not an expert, just a parent. The Impossible Job podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, the hometown advantage. Most folks who work here love living here. They care about the community. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work with the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Post your job today on Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at richmondtodchelpwanted.com. Local jobs that work. Hey, everyone, and welcome to our Halloween episode. My guest is someone that you, if you've listened before in the past, you probably know and love. It's Laura.
Hello.
And Laura,
it's
a little different today because you're actually calling on the phone. Because your little boys are sick, right?
Yeah, everybody's sick.
Yeah, so everyone in my house has been sick too. My son Willie, he has croup, and everyone is
mine
sick
too.
But me. But I'm not even gonna gloat because I know it's coming. So
yeah, it's always coming. I feel like it's one of those things you just gotta tuck in and prepare.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm just kind of
exhausted by the time it finally hits.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for it. I'm enjoying the time that I have. I don't know what else to say. So, yeah. So he's been sick, and then my husband's. I think he got something from work.
We had stomach bugs, and then we had ear infections. Now we have croup.
It's going around.
It's on October, yeah.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, apparently. So, yeah, since everyone's been sick, I don't know about you, but, I mean, so we're recording this a little later than I usually record my episodes. So, literally, I am recording this today, the 30th, and you all get to listen to this the very next morning. So, and
quick turnaround.
It's going to be a quick turnaround, but it seems pretty symbolic about the way, you know, this month has been going for me. Procrastination and life kind of just throwing everything at me. So how's October gone for you?
It's been really fast and at the same time really long. I feel like I say this every time I'm on the show, is that it feels like it's fast and slow at the same time, but I feel like it was going fast and now everybody is sick and I'm like, it's just dragging.
Now it's dragging. Yeah. The days are long, but the months are short. Yeah. No,
I could do with some fast days.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I don't know. Like this whole month, like last year I decorated our porch and everything for the trick-or-treaters. I had our little haunted wreath up, and
I'm impressed.
We had like lights and everything. This year I can't get it up for Halloween.
Okay. I thought you were saying you've already done it.
No,
this year. I too had major plans for decorating this Halloween. I was like, I'm gonna make my own decorations and put up pumpkins.
We carved pumpkins,
and that's the extent of it.
Well, that's good though. Like, yeah, I couldn't get it up for Halloween. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. Literally, it's just me hanging a wreath on the door, and I just couldn't do that. And I promised my daughter, so probably when I get home, I'm gonna put it up, or maybe I'll just text Avery and see if he can do it before I get home.
We have a wreath and a scarecrow. Made it up.
There you go. I mean, that's something. We did carve pumpkins today.
Oh yeah.
Today we carved pumpkins. So when Lucy got home, I'd gotten pumpkins yesterday at the supermarket, because that's also when I bought the Halloween candy.
I have not bought Halloween candy. I'm not passing it out.
Oh, you're not? Well, everyone's sick. You are? Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully. If it's not tendering.
Yeah. And that's another thing. Like, I also keep seeing, like, it's supposed to be raining, like, nationwide tomorrow or something like that. So
it's crazy. So I told my wife we might just buy some candy and sit at home in our costumes, and we're gonna see how it all plays out tomorrow.
Yeah, I bought candy yesterday, and I already have eaten all of the little mini Heath bars out of one of them. So no one's getting Heath bars. No one's getting Heath bars. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Mine are Milky Way Midnight. They only come out, I guess, at Halloween. I love them.
Yeah. Oh, the dark chocolate ones?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. What were
my wife's job? Everybody will bring old candy, like candy they don't want in their house, and Joel would steal them from me. Like, yeah.
Aww. What was like your favorite candy growing up? Like when you were little, like what were the ones that you like coveted the most?
Probably Reese's and like the Charms Blow Pops. Remember they have like gum in the middle or something disgusting.
No, yeah, those are good. Mine were Snickers.
Yeah,
I love the Snickers ones, and I think M&M's. I actually was pretty ambivalent about the Reese's cups, except like now I love them, but at the time I was just like
Reese's was the only chocolate I ate as a child. I hated chocolate as a kid.
Really? That's crazy.
Yes. Now as an adult I'm all like chocolate all the time, but as a kid I was like I don't want an Easter basket, I don't want any of it.
What are your kids' favorite like Halloween candy?
Mason, I don't know what's wrong with this child. His are Smarties and candy corn.
What's wrong with candy corn?
It's wax. I mean, it's is it even candy? It's
just
wax. All right. No.
So there's also been a lot of stuff on the internet about how like you're either one of two people. You either like love candy corn or you hate it. I love it. Avery
it's
hates
truly
it.
Like you know, trick or treat. It is the trick. Candy, but it's not candy.
It's delicious, and how dare you? So these are, I guess, we're the two camps, the two Lauras. One Laura loves it, one Laura doesn't. But I'm sorry.
He's a sugar monster. He will eat any candy, but if you ask him what his favorites are, candy corn and Smarties.
Okay, yeah. Say, I want to know why candy corn has such a bad rap, but like circus peanuts seem to like... fly under the radar. Circus peanuts are garbage.
I like circus peanuts.
Are you kidding me?
No. I don't. They're just marshmallow.
They're garbage. They're styrofoam.
My wife thinks they're disgusting. I'm like, it's just like a little dried out marshmallow. It's not that bad.
They're packing peanuts. That's what they are. It's disgusting.
This would bring out such strong feelings today.
What's your stance on Necco wafers?
I love them.
You've got to be kidding me.
When I was little, I went to Catholic school, and I literally used to, when I was in second grade, I used to pretend and practice, like, receiving communion before the big day. I had anxiety as a child, and I needed to practice before the and I used to practice with them, and I loved them. They were great.
Well, I feel like I feel confident in my my love for candy corn because you clearly just have garbage taste in candy.
Okay, that's a bit much. I'm sorry you like sugared wax, but here we are.
I guess so. Here we are, and agree to disagree, apparently. But, oh my gosh. Have you, as you're older... have you, like, paired your Halloween candy with wine?
I haven't, because I'm not a big wine drinker.
Oh, okay.
I have heard people do this, though. That is a thing. I have not done this myself.
Well, say, if you like the dark chocolate, then you should pair that with a nice, like, glass of red wine or something. And That's
I feel like my problem is now that I'm getting older, when I drink, I feel like the next day I just wake up looking like a sea hog. So I just try not to drink that much anymore.
A sea hog?
A sea hag.
Oh! I was like, what's a sea hog? Oh my gosh. I mean, a sea hag's not much better, I guess, but... Oh, goodness. No, well, yeah, I like to... Like, there's, like, I saw this, like, list, and it was just, like, pair your Halloween candy with, like, your wine. And I was like, yeah, that sounds awesome. And then they also have it for, like, Girl Scout cookies. Like, what Girl Scout cookies go with what kind of wine. And I am here for it. So, yeah.
I get that.
What are you?
Yeah, I'm more of a candy coffee person.
I would like that. Yeah. Like, do you put candy in your coffee?
No, usually I'll just, like, bite a piece off and then drink my coffee. So it's all in there at the same time, but it's not just, like, mixed in.
Like, you know what's really good with coffee, like, candy? Twix bars.
I could see that.
Because you can, like, you dip the Twix bar in it, and so it gets kind of warm and melty, like the caramel. And then, like, you bite the caramel off and, like, the chocolate layer, and then you actually just have that shortbread cookie, and then you can dip the cookie in the coffee.
All right. I'm down. I can get this.
That's a good breakfast.
Yeah. That's I'm good down with that one.
Yeah. It's a good breakfast. What are you guys like dressing as for Halloween this year?
Mason is going to be Ash Ketchum from Pokemon.
Oh, okay. I was like, what's that?
Yeah. I know. Me too. His whole world is Pokemon now. And
yeah, as soon as you said Pokemon, I was like, oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I knew nothing until Mason and his obsession. And then Smith is going to be a black cat because he loves black cats.
That's good. Yeah, that's awesome. Yep. Are you and Betsy dressing up as anything?
We're not. This is the first year we didn't have, like, a family theme because we're those kind of gays who usually try to, like, family theme the costumes. This is the first year we didn't, and I think we were both kind of feeling like, we failed the gays.
Well, is it because, like, everyone's just been sick, or is it just, for some reason this year, you just, like me, just not... Things just aren't going.
I think we were just out of it this year. I think part of it is Mason wanted to do this Pokemon thing, which means we would have all needed to get on the Pokemon train because he's very stubborn and there was no talking him down.
Right.
For 5 minutes, I had the idea to make my dog a Pikachu costume so that she could go with Mason and be Pikachu, and that
would have been cute. So. That would have been cute, but... You're a slacker, apparently.
No. Yeah, I could not get it together.
I'm kidding.
To glue some felt.
I'm totally kidding. That is very ambitious, in my opinion. So, clearly, because I can't even put a wreath on my door, I think I want to talk.
What are you guys doing?
So, there was a lot of debate for a long time on what they wanted to be. They kept changing their minds. And we've never really done the whole family thing, like the family costume thing. I've wanted to, but I feel like I missed my window because, I mean, as soon as Lucy became old enough to pick what she wanted to be, it was just kind of like, it was over already.
Yeah.
So it was just, by the time I actually got it in my head, it was over before it even started. But, so she originally... Lucy wanted to be the very first thing she wanted to be. What was it? I think it was like Gwen Stacy from the. She was Spider Woman.
Oh, okay.
From the Spider-Verse movie. So she wanted to be Gwen Stacy, and then she wanted to be Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Okay. And then she wanted to be a black cat. She wanted to be Catwoman. Excuse me. She wanted to be Catwoman. And then there was something else she wanted to be, and I don't remember, but she finally settled on Mermaid.
Okay. All right. She's gone through some very different...
Yes. Yes.
there. Okay.
Yes. So Oh, I remember what she wanted to be. She wanted to be Mavis from Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, okay.
That's what she wanted originally. But so she finally settled on Mermaid. And this was all of like 2 weeks ago.
No.
Yeah. So it was just like the whole month. She just kept changing her mind. And it didn't help because whatever she does, Willie, my 3-year-old, he just follows suit. So it's like whatever she does, he does. So every time she changed her mind, he had to change his mind too.
Of course.
So he was going to be Buzz Lightyear for a long time, and then he wanted to be Woody, and then we were going through a big Toy Story phase with him, and then then he wanted to be Spider-Man, and so when I went huh to your Pokemon guy. You're going to go, huh, to mine. What he finally decided and settled on was he wants to be Flint Lockwood.
Flint Lockwood. I feel like I should know this name, but I don't.
I bet you do, if you've seen the movie. Have you seen the movie Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
Oh, yes.
The little inventor guy.
Name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be Flint Lockwood. And so I was just like, okay, fine. And so it was when Lucy said she was going to be a mermaid. He said, I want to be Flint Lockwood. And I was just like, all right,
done.
That's it. We're closing it down. Like, this is what we're going to be. And Lucy's been good about that. She has asked, like, can I be this next year for Halloween? And I said, that's fine. So she hasn't complained about what she wants to be this year. But Willie has. He's definitely. He wants to be Spider-Man or Captain America again. And then even today, he's like, I want to be Buzz Lightyear. And I was like, none of those people get candy. The only person who's getting candy is Flint Lockwood. So
that's pretty genius. We had this problem last year with Mason where, like, every single week he was changing his costume and he wanted to be something different, and we'd already bought costumes. So this year I made them choose their costumes. They've had them for like over a month now, and they've been just wearing them around the house, and I was like, this is it. Get used to this costume. This is the only one we're getting.
Yeah, I was trying to like wait because I knew they were going to change their minds so much. So we waited. And then I just started getting nervous because I was like, things are just going to sell out and we're going to be stuck with like the pumpkin costume or something that they wore last year.
Yeah, so that's what happened to us last year. It's like we waited because Mason kept changing his mind. And then I think one weekend we went, I don't even know how many Halloween stores and Targets and Walmarts we went to try and find this wolf costume. And it was a mess. So this year I was like, nope, I'm not playing this game. You're deciding at the end of September, and we're going to get it now.
Yeah. So that's what we did. We found, now to be clear, Lucy is not the Little Mermaid. She's not Ariel. She just wants to be a mermaid. So I had to find like a generic mermaid costume. And like, I followed the sizing chart and everything.
It's always a mess.
It's off. It is. Well,
Is it giant?
No.
It's too small.
It's a little small. Oh. Well, it's not small. It's a little snug. Like it probably it fits her just fine. But the thing is, we live in Virginia. It's colder now. Coldish now. And like she has exposed arms and things like that. So it's gonna be. She's gonna be like a sausage mermaid. I don't, because we're gonna have to put like long sleeves under her and then like leggings under her and everything like that. And it's like
I bet she'll be the best looking mermaid ever.
She's gonna, yeah. And like the slit in the back for her tail, it doesn't go up that high, so she already kind of shuffles in it. So it's gonna be real interesting, like having her like walk around the neighborhood.
Do you have a wagon? Maybe you should like decorate it like a rock and then just pull her around the neighborhood.
That's smart, but you gotta remember, tomorrow is Halloween.
I know.
I don't know if I have time.
Like out of the air, like I'm gonna do this amazing. No,
that is smart. We actually do have one of those like collapsible like wagons, and it's blue, so I could be like, sure, in the water.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and then that'll be good for Willie too, because he gets tired real quick walking around. But that's a really good idea, actually. So we'll do that. See, I knew I would get a lot of use out of that wagon.
There you go.
Well, I bought it so, like, for our vacation, because we went to the beach and we needed to, like, put all the stuff in the wagon to haul it to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
And it has, like, those all-terrain wheels on it, so it doesn't get stuck in the sand, but it still got stuck in the sand, whatever. So
yeah, because there's, like, 500 pounds of stuff you need for the beach.
Exactly. Yeah. So
yeah.
So we'll get good use out of it. We'll use those all-terrain wheels on just pavement. So
there you go.
Yeah.
She'll just be floating in the sea now.
She just has to waddle up to the doorway. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, so we got, like, I got the mermaid costume for her, and she's probably just, like I said, going to wear, like, a long sleeve and stuff underneath, and then I got, like, this little flower seashell crown and glitter spray for her hair, and so, yeah, I try to make, like, go all out for, like, the kids, but as far as other stuff, I didn't do so great. But and then for Flint Lockwood, we already had like a doctor's lab coat for like just like play costume stuff, so I already had that. And then I just found the t-shirt online, and then we had to buy like all black shoes. And I'm just going to spike up his hair, and then I'm actually going to use the glitter hairspray to spray on his shoes, because he was very specific about having spray on shoes. Trying to explain to him that that's actually not a real thing was very difficult. And so I said, we will spray on shoes.
She's a woman. I saw it on TV. It's happened.
Yes, yeah. So we are going to spray glitter on his shoes.
That's brilliant, though.
I'm doing my best here. But so, yeah. And then we actually have, like, the like a little, you know, the Velcro monkeys that you get, like, if you go to the zoo?
Oh, yeah.
So we have that. So that'll be Steve the monkey. So he'll be set. I mean, I was like, we already have half the costume anyway, so that'll be great.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Mason wanted his costume just to wear around the house. It was like, this works out. I just went on Amazon, ordered it. All the pieces came together. I was like, yes, this is the easiest costume you've probably ever picked.
Perfect. Yeah. Do you usually decorate, though, for Halloween? Or do you like decorating?
I don't, like, do a lot of spooky things. I don't like skulls. I don't like fake blood, that type of, like, spooky stuff. Usually I do, like, you know, I don't know.
Campy.
Basic girl Instagram, like the pumpkins and the plaid and the farmhouse decor, even though I don't live in a farmhouse.
Like fall.
Yeah.
Autumn decor.
Yeah.
So you like to decorate your home, though, like for the different seasons? Okay.
I try to. I feel like this is my new thing in the past, like, year and a half, is that I've been trying to. So fall is probably the easiest one to do, though.
Okay. Yeah. So I like the look of it. I like the idea of it. I hate actually decorating, though, because it feels like a chore to me.
Okay.
I feel like it's extra chores that I have to do, like, because it's temporary, it doesn't stay up, and then that means I have to pick it all up and pack it up and put it all away.
I hate packing it up, yeah.
And so that's all I think about. I don't think about how nice it looks, like, in the meantime. Yeah. I just think about all the work that I'm gonna have to do later. And like, I've done another episode about, like, birthday parties, and I know I'm, like, a Grinch about it. Like, any, like, planning and things where I actually have to do extra stuff to clean up, I automatically shut down.
Awful, yeah.
So I'm just, I know, I'm such a party pooper, but.
Yeah. I know, I definitely get it. I do a lot more decorating for Christmas, because part of it is that I've just inherited more stuff from, like, family.
Yeah.
And every January, I am like, I hate packing it up. I hate having to, like, haul it to, like, the top shelves in the garage to put it away. It's just, it's a lot. So I try not to go crazy for the other seasons. So I just got like a couple pumpkins. But like I said, we have like a scarecrow that the boys picked out, and we have a wreath, neither of which have actually made it up this year. But we have a couple things out. We have a couple pumpkins around the house. But it's a lot to have to like clean up after each season.
It is, yeah. So skipping ahead to Christmas, like, yes, I put up a Christmas tree and things like that. However, today I was thinking, so we got a new cat.
Right.
Beans. So we have two cats now. We have Beans and Murray. Murray is an older cat. He's always been super chill. Like, I don't know. We got spoiled with Murray because he's not like a regular cat. Like, he's always super chill. He just hangs out. He never like hisses or gets feisty with you. He just wants to like be, he's just a love bug, and he just loves laying around. He doesn't like, you know, he doesn't do typical cat stuff. Beans is the polar opposite. Beans is like 100% cat. He knocks stuff off of like tables. He gets into everything. He climbs stuff that he shouldn't.
Although,
he gets
on. Isn't he a baby though too?
He is a kitten. Well, I mean,
teenager. I mean, like relatively, yeah.
Relatively, he's a kitten. So he's under a year old. So
yeah.
And I was just thinking, what am I gonna do for the tree this year? What am I gonna do? Like, he's gonna climb it, and so, like, the only thing I can think of, like, and I told my husband, I was like, what are we gonna do about the tree and Beans? Because you know he's gonna climb it. Like, he sits on our bed, and like, you know, the tassels on that hang down from like the ceiling fan.
Yeah,
he jumps up and like tries to hit the tassels on the ceiling fan, and so I'm just like, he's absolutely gonna wreck our tree. And so
I would not put anything glass on that tree.
That's the only thing that like solution we could think of, was just not to put like our breakable stuff on it this year, because like before we just put it up high so the kids couldn't get it, but now
that's what I did. I put like all plastic ornaments on the bottom where the boys would like possibly reach, and then all the glass breakables at the top.
Yeah, so this year we're just not gonna have nearly as many ornaments on the tree. I mean, which is fine. So Avery's like, well, there's got to be like a solution, people have got to like have done something, and like we looked online to see what people do, and I saw like people, they hung the Christmas tree upside down from the ceiling.
I thought you were gonna tell me you were gonna do this, and I have seen this. I'm like, please don't do this.
I'm not doing that. Absolutely not. It's so insanity. Much more work.
I have seen it, and I'm like, I have no words. That's not Christmas.
Well, and the other thing is, our tree is really tall, the one that we get. Like, we have an artificial tree that we use every year, and it's also really tall and really big, and it almost touches the ceiling. So it's like, so I'm like, what's the point? Even if I hung it on the ceiling, it's still going to basically touch the bottom, like the floor.
The floor,
He's still going to climb it. And if nothing, he'll actually be on it more, because he'll even have more space at the top. So that's just...
like a platform. Perfect.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so, and then he'll be on top of like the tree skirt, just like sleeping up there. I don't... And then the other thing is, like, I saw people put, like, gates up, and I'm like, that won't work, because he climbs over the baby gates that we have now. So it's just...
Right.
So the only thing we can do is just...
Smith wants a cat, and I'm like, I like cats at other people's houses. I cannot have one in my own house.
You just have to, like, go to, like, the pound and see, like, which one, like, you mesh with. Or if you mesh with one, because... And that's what happened. We went to, So we went to the animal shelter and to get Murray, but we actually weren't going for him. Like, I was going because there was this other one that I saw online that, like, the way they described it, it sounded like it would mix like with well with our family. But like, when we got there, like, it was, the cat was so timid and like just wouldn't let us pet him, and I'm like, this is not gonna work. I have a 3-year-old at the time. Yeah. Lucy was 3, and so I was like, that's just not gonna work. And then we were asking them, like, is there any other like more easygoing cats that you have? And all of them were like, oh, this one cat would probably be great. And they did. They brought Murray in, and his name was Padridge. at the time.
Oh.
Yeah, changed that. But he was great. He was so sweet. Like, Lucy, like, pet him. He didn't run away. She, like, got down on the floor and started hugging him. And he just purred. And he was perfectly fine.
Yeah, that's the kind of cat we need. And we're like, which cat can really just, like, be treated like a stuffed animal? Because my kids are just going to want to cuddle it and drag it around the house.
Yeah, and that's what, I mean, it was good because, I mean, we had to teach Lucy, like, you know, like, gentle petting.
Yeah.
Because she didn't know her, like, strength. But, I mean, but he just sat there and was just happy to be pet. And he's been that way to this day. And, like, all he does is just sit there and he purrs at you. And he's just happy to be there. He's never once hissed or, you know, growled at us or anything like that. So,
That's good. That's how we picked our dog. We went to a shelter and we just, like, hung out with some dogs, and the dog that was, like, least reactive, I was like, that's our dog.
Yeah. So anyway, but, so yeah, now we have all black Beans and, he's all cat and he's just gonna mess everything up. I just know it. So,
I would just go plastic ornaments this year.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Or maybe just lights, you know, keep it really simple. Be like, we're doing a minimalist Christmas this year.
Yeah, it is a pre-lit tree, so that'll be nice, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I've seen some people do that where they, like, skip all the ornaments. I'm like, that looks pretty. I get where you're going.
Maybe we'll just add extra lights or something. I don't know. Just really blind us or something like that.
Look, it's just a tree of lights. There's nothing else here.
Yeah. Anyway, so back to Halloween.
Right. Yes.
Yes. So what time do you guys, like, usually go trick-or-treating?
We're early people. Like, I want my kids in bed at 7:30, even on Halloween. So,
well, it's a weekday, like, too. So, I mean.
Right. You gotta go to school the next day. So we usually try to get out the door pretty quick. So we'll, like, eat a really, like, easy, quick dinner, and then we're trying to be out the door no later than, like, 5:36.
Right. Okay. So we try. I would love to go early too. But so here's the thing: I would love to go early because it's the daylight savings hasn't happened yet, so it's still getting really dark really early.
Right.
And everything.
Yeah.
And yes, I would like to get my kids up to bed at a reasonable hour. Just honestly, just so I can have some alone time.
Right.
But
but
the problem is, like, nobody's home yet.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
nobody's home from work yet. And, like, most of the people on our street, like, work. And so so last year we tried to go, like, at 5, and like, nobody was home. I think, like, 3 people answered the door, and that was it. And then, so we, like, had to, they, like, came back, and then, like, we went out again.
The second round.
At, like, 6 o'clock, and we got more people, but by that time they got back, it was, like, pitch black, and it was just, and they were really tired because it was, like, the second time they went around this loop. So it was just kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, we took our stroller last year. By the time we got back, it was also dark, and my kids were tired. My neighborhood also doesn't have streetlights at all.
Okay.
Anywhere in it. So you are really dependent on people having their porch lights on. And so some parts of our street, like the loop we do for our street, it's really dark.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this seems like we could get murdered here, but it's fine.
Yeah.
So that's my other, like, I don't want to be out there too late, but my kids are exhausted by the time we, like, get around the rest of the block, and then they're just rolling in the stroller and, like, walking up to the house, getting back in the stroller. But I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
We can go to the store and buy candy for this.
Yeah. Do you, and so I know, like, a lot of people, instead of actually doing trick-or-treating, they do, like, trunk-or-treating. So it's like, and it's always like a few days before Halloween usually, or sometimes people do it, like, I guess on Halloween, like, so each of my kids' schools, so the preschool that my son goes to, they had, like, their first trunk or no, it wasn't their first. They did they did their annual trunk or treat, excuse me. And that was like on the 25th. We didn't go. And then my daughter's school, they actually did a trunk or treat this year. And this was their first time doing
good.
It. Yeah. And we didn't go either. But and the only reason it was just like, the reason we didn't go was because it was just like, how much candy do they need?
Yeah.
And like, I still have candy from like last year from Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just like, how much candy do we actually need? By the time I didn't actually think about it, that's actually probably the really smart way to go, because then you don't have to go out on Halloween, because when nobody's home, when it's pitch black, I don't know. I see why that's actually a big like draw for people.
Yeah. We have done trunk or treat in the past. Our neighborhood does it. Actually, our HOA does it. And then we have a country club in our neighborhood that does it too. And you don't have to belong. You can just show up and go to trunk or treat. And we've done both. And my issue with it is, like, our HOA one gives out the crappiest candy. And I don't mean like, oh, I wish they did expensive candy. I mean, literally, it's Tootsie Rolls and like
Necco wafers. You know that? And circus peanuts.
That would be amazing. I wish they would. No, it's just that bubble gum that's like a rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's
and like Jawbreakers.
Like, yes, yes. So yeah. Like Tootsie Rolls and like Jawbreakers. I'm like, who is this candy for? Because this is usually just like really small children that come to this thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know if I'd want to give a Jawbreaker to like a really... Small child.
My kids are 5 and 3, so we do go, but I feel like it's more of just like a chance for them to wear their costumes and show off their costumes even more because they love them.
Yeah.
Than about like the actual candy. We usually end up just like donating the candy somewhere because they're not going to eat that candy.
Yeah, that's smart. Instead of just having it sit and like harden and congeal on the top of your fridge like it's doing at my house.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, our other regular Halloween candy is still sitting in a drawer in my house from last year. So.
Oh, okay. So all we have left is like the fruity candies because all the chocolate candy is gone.
We still have chocolate candy too. We still have like, they got like an entire like roasting pan worth of candy last year. And so it's a lot of candy.
Yeah. All right, well, Laura, thanks so much for coming on the show. I think we're gonna wrap it up here because Halloween is tomorrow, and for everybody listening, I certainly hope that you are having a better Halloween than we are. And I hope it's not full of, you know, sickness and just procrastination or ambivalence like me. So I don't know. Maybe, hopefully, you know, next year will be better. I'm going to say it now. Next year will be better. I will be
2020. Make it happen.
There we go. There we go. Hashtag Halloween 2020. There you go. All right. Well, Laura, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Good night.
Thank you. All right, everyone. Have a happy Halloween. Bye.
Bye.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests on this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.